Comica coming at the pair is Diamonds. Comica in front of Diamonds. Bubbly Lass flying, can't get there. In front, Comica. Comica wins it a half neck on the line to Bubbly Lass, but it's all Falls. He's in full cry at the 100 metres mark. Three lengths the lead. They can't get near Falls, and Falls is making an absolute demolition job of them. He's going to win it brilliantly. Turin kick back to run second from Sava Heat.
Yes, two very nice winners on Saturday to Michael Kent, Comica and Falls, using the advantage of being an on-pace track on Saturday, and they both won very impressively. And it's the first time in a while we've seen Michael Kent with a Saturday City double. Congratulations, Michael. Well done.
Thanks, Michael.
Probably seems a world away now than a few years ago when you had your bags packed overseas before this blasted COVID struck and you were going to be travelling around the world on a little sojourn.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, we'd sold the stables and we're building new ones. And in the interim, I said, Nicky, well, let's not rant. Let's do what we wanted to do and have a bit of, 6 months off and do a bit of a bucket list thing and get around the world. So we got 2 weeks into it. And that's become hard, but there you go.
So was it hard to get back and start up again? You're probably feeling a bit gypped that you didn't get your holiday and you've got to come back and you almost start from scratch again.
Yeah, I gave away all the horses and all the staff and, I gave them all to good trainers and everyone was really good about it, and it wasn't a person who sort of thought it wasn't a bad idea to have a break and a mental break and we were looking forward to it. And COVID had just started, but it wasn't serious at that stage. And the one thing we got to do, we got to Cheltenham, which was fantastic, and then we tried to go to Italy. It was cancelled, and Spain, all the flights were cancelled, and we got to Ireland, I think, on St Patrick's Day, and it was just shut, so it was just a bit pointless, So we came back and purely built the stables. It took us about 6 months to get organised, and we're just sort of, as I said, starting from scratch again.
Did you feel a bit refreshed? Have you got the zest back, though?
Yeah, look, I'm currently building a property down at Glen Forbes. I'm really looking forward to that. That sort of really gives me a bit of pep in the step when I go down there. I visit the beach and the hills, and we've built a really nice complex here on the course, so we're going to have that. We just would like the facilities and the hills and the beaches. Something I've always wanted to do for years, and it took me ages to find the right property. So we're just having a little bit of trouble waiting for a building permit at the moment, but everything else is done. The track's in and the paddocks are in, and we go down there as often as we can and chip away at it. We're just waiting for a building permit, but hopefully springtime I should be up and running down there.
And what's the size you're likely to have, and how will you split the horses?
Oh, I'd like to have sort of 25 at each property and have enough room where you could bring five up to Cranbourne to trial or gallop and send four or five down the beach. So I just want to be totally full. That'd be enough for us. Just want to enjoy it, get back to enjoying it again.
Well, you're building up a nice team and two nice wins on Saturday. They're only winter horses, but Comica, this filly by Magnus, she's only lightly raced and shows a lot of promise.
She's a beauty, yeah. She's sort of bred to probably run 10 furlongs, a mother 10 furlong horse, and I'm sure a rise in trip would be good for her, but she's just got this speed, which you just never thought she'd have looking at her. And she comes off a bridle early because she hasn't got a turn of foot, but she's just tough. She just keeps coming, And he rode her particularly well. It's not easy to get the jock to do it right. Contain her energy for the first half mile, but make sure you make them earn it to get past her. Don't sit there and hold, go too slow on her. If you go too slow, you're... you'd be in trouble on it, but she's the beauty.
And it was a perfect made-to-order track for Falls. You got the wet conditions, then you got the leader bias, and absolutely never in danger on Saturday.
Yeah, no, he was good, wasn't he? Possibly a bit flattered, but you just got to ride that hill well, don't you? I mean, the track to me was only a 7. I didn't think it was a 9. It was all pretty even, but it was just it wasn't heavy enough to slow the leaders down, stop the leaders, and yet it was still hard to accelerate him. So you just got to use that hill, and the jockeys that did reap the rewards.
Is that why you think we saw that inside leader bias on Saturday?
Yeah, definitely, yeah. I mean, the ground wasn't that bad. I think, like when the ground's heavy, if you make an effort before the call, early in the race, 500 from home, it'll tell on you and you'll fatigue late and it'll make the back markers into it. But it wasn't that bad, though. Like horses that, use that hill. The tempo is generally moderate because there's no urgency at Sandown. It's a short corner, and then you get going on your bike down that hill. You're probably still running 36, 35 and a half, 36 down that hill on Saturday. And their back markers have got to accelerate in sticky ground, run a second better than it gets you. So I think, it's more to how the ground was just playing. To walk it, we walked very even out to 8, 9 wide. If the braces were up slowly, I think the the back markers had more chance, you know, because they could creep into it. But you've got to use that hill really well.
I know you're a huge advocate of Sandown. It was good to see the Saturday City meeting there. And we'll talk more about it on the verdict, but there's an interesting article in Today's Age. Damien Ratcliffe's written the article about maybe there's a hurdle for the MRC and they want to redevelop that area with this new development tax that the state government is instituting. Do you think that there's a glimmer of hope that maybe Sandown will remain moving forward, Mick?
I just can't believe they would think it's a good idea to sell Sandown. It's just derelict. There are a committee of people who there's been committees before them who have spent years developing that racetrack. It's our best racetrack. It's our fairest racetrack. Two short corners. You can sit wide. But they have just done everything in their power to make it look bad. They've taken any decent race away, international horses away. I can remember back in 2016, they had a horse slip on the corner. I had a run on the race, and we're up there looking at the track, and Brodie Arnold's kicked the ground and said, "I can't wait to bloody sell this joint." And it's just been ongoing, you know. They've just done everything in their power to make us not want it. I don't know any participant who would think that that's a good idea to sell a racetrack. We saw what happened in Adelaide when they started selling racetracks, and it is our best racetrack. Like, there's no doubt to me, it's just, why would you get rid of it? If you wanted to get rid of a racetrack, it wouldn't be that one, because this side of town, we've got so many horses this side of town, you'd get rid of Caulfield. Don't own Caulfield. You just give that back to the public. They want it. Well, how would you think that's a good idea? And they just keep going ahead. They want to put lights at Caulfield. Well, I can tell you now, the participants don't want another night meeting. We don't want to race on Wednesday nights, Thursday nights, Friday nights. They just seem to be doing their own thing without any thought of what the people who use those facilities want.
What do you think about the Spring Carnival changes, where a Group 1 will head to Sandown, the Underwood, underneath after Grand Final day, yet Zipping Classic moves back a few weeks and goes to Caulfield?
Well, look, I appreciate the thought that we need to increase the Spring Carnival, but I just wonder where the pool of horses are going to come from. So you move the Sandown, like what they did this year to the Sandown Classic was, it's bloody criminal. You know, they cut the prize money in half and made the Ballarat Cup worth more. I still think it's just an absolute mandate for them to just make Sandown look as bad as they can, because they want people to agree to sell it. As far as the Zipping Classic goes, well, you're going to cannibalise one of the races, aren't you? I suspect the Pakenham Cup becomes moot, you know, the week before. They've thrown 750,000 at that race at the Zipping Classic. Now, I can't see you getting away for age for just won't anymore, because you've got to get ready for the Autumn Carnival. And so just, there's not enough time, there's not enough pool of horses. So Cranbourne have seen the light and gone back to a mile with their cup, which races on the Sandown Classic Old Day. Then you've got the Ballarat Cup, which is a good country cup, great day, Pakenham Cup, and now you're at a Sandown Classic. Well, I just don't see where the horses are going to come from, all the way for age horses. And the same for the Sandown Guineas. You know, it's a Group 2, progressive, you know, it's often thrown up a nice horse coming back to the Autumn. But you keep your horse in work till then, well, you're going to miss the Autumn, or I don't know how that's going to work. I think that would suffer, I would say. I like the idea of maybe it being 2 weeks after the end of Flemington, but I think going back there and just throw more money at it is going to cannibalise the Pakenham Cup, I would suspect, badly. Mm. But I just don't see wait for age horses at that time of year. You know, they're either heading to Perth if they're genuine Group 1 horses, or they're waiting for the Autumn Carnival. There's so much on the Autumn for them. And it's not a long turnaround. You know, you've got to give your horses a break at some stage.
It's going to be fascinating to see how it does pan out with that depth of fields. Could you ever... a horse that you name at it, maybe a Canaan or something. How's he going?
Yeah, going well. He's well, not named that day. I'll probably run him that day at Flemington. Not sure which race, either 7 or a mile. But yeah, look, he's coming along well. He's had some issues, but he seems to be coping well with him at the moment.
Is he showing you the signs of the old Canaan?
Yeah, look, he won't be the best, I guess, to a trip, obviously, but look, he's had a really good break. He's been filled up. You know, he had some bone bruising. That seems to have settled down. So looking forward to sort of getting to, you know, we'll keep him at Flemington, a good surface, give him a couple of runs. And then if he sort of shows the form that warrants it, we'll freshen him up and get him ready for the spring.
Well, it's exciting to have a horse of his calibre back. Now, Michael, I know we can't talk to you about your runner today because you don't like to speak about horses before, but it is in the market, Holy Spirit. So if you think it's a chance, don't say a word when I ask you, how's Holy Spirit going to go?
Look, she would need a mile. She's up looking for a mile, but what's the trouble with her is she's got very delicate white feet. She really feels firm ground. So she's been in work forever, and I've had a little freshen up with her, and I'm looking for some soft ground. It's been bloody hard to find, to be honest. So I've had her in a couple of times and scratched her for unsuitable ground. Look, the wet track really suits her. 6 furlongs could be a bit short. I had a guy walk the track yesterday. He thought it was way better than a 9. It was better inside. He thought it was, nearly a 7. So I'm hoping that it is a 9 because she does relish that really soft ground. It's just she's got these soft, delicate feet. So it's not a strong race. She's very capable of running well in that race, but it just may be a bit short for it.
All right. Fingers crossed today. Well done on Saturday. Look forward to Canaan this coming weekend as well, Michael.
Thank you.
Michael Kent joining us there.